Sometimes our lives are so chaotic, we forget to allow God to be our personal shepherd.
Today on Let's Pray, we'll look at how God can and does provide that stillness in the midst of our lives. Let's continue our journey through the 23rd Psalm with verse 2 and 3a. Mm-hmm. And of course, we're taking your calls. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call. Let's get ready to pray.
Hello and welcome to Let's Pray, the place where you don't have to pray alone. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number to call with any request that you have. Now, I got to tell you, Mario, you're cracking jokes right before we come on live. You guys, I was almost in a chuckle, but even though we have the lightness of the Lord, we want you to know that Christ leads to still waters, folks. Amen. We don't always know how to trust him in our hearts to get us there, but guys, we know that he will. Jesus really can bring us that soul refreshment that we are looking for. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. So the answer is yes when it comes to him providing that refreshment.
That's the truth.
He really will. And Jesus alone can calm the chaos of our lives. Even if he doesn't change the circumstance, he can change us in them.
That's the truth.
I'm a living testimony of that. Mm-hmm. So over the next few weeks, we'll continue praying over the 23rd division of Psalms. Mm-hmm. And our portion today is Psalms 23, verse 2, and the first part of 3.
Yeah,
3a.
Just that little snippet there.
That's right. And so before we continue with this topic, we want to invite you to pick up the phone and give us a call now. We're live, guys. And so as always, we're ready to hear from you. That number is 877-7-LETS-PRAY. Our lines are open. And for those who are outside of the U.S., you can dial 859-777-PRAY. We'd like to begin this program with a word of prayer.
Amen.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we are thankful as we see your spirit guiding us through the 23rd division of Psalms. We know this scripture and can many of us recite it verbatim. But what you're doing in these moments, in our hearts and in our minds, making that come alive is awesome. And we ask that you do no less today. Be with our community as they tune in. We want to hear from them. We want to laugh. We want to cry with them. We want to praise, and we want to pray. And so let that take place, and may you be glorified today in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You know, I really was so pleased to start the 23rd Psalm last week and to just take a second to be there with our community. God blessed.
Yes.
You know, we were getting phone calls and people sharing their lives, being very sincere. I remember our friend Perry, so sincere in that moment. You guys, we're here for you. 877-7 is the number. Excuse me. 7 Let's Pray is that number. I mean, do we know the number? 877-7 Let's Pray is that number. And guys, our topic today is still waters, even in the chaos. It's coming from the 23rd Psalm. The first verse that we studied last week says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing." But the second and the third, "He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters." And 3a, "He refreshes my soul." Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. And I'd like to point out verse 2 and 3a as our emphasis today. Recently, we talked about God being our personal shepherd.
Yes.
And that there's an intimacy to that relationship. Today, we'll focus on the verses that follow, where David is showing us how our personal shepherd takes care of us when we allow him to. The beginning of verse 3 says that he refreshes our soul. I know I need that refreshment, and I'm certain that some of you need it as well. Mm. Know that Jesus is the way, and prayer is the access. Isn't that awesome? Mm. Go ahead, give us a call. 877-7-LETS-PRAY is the number. And if you're wondering if you should call, the answer is yes. We're waiting to hear from you.
Rudy, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray for you?
I'm asking for, I need God's will for my relationship with my girlfriend.
Amen. That's straightforward and to the point, and I believe that it's, you're seeking to honor the Lord. Any specific area or just the relationship in general, wanting the Father to guide you to? You there, Rudy?
My mom doesn't like the girl that I'm with.
Oh, I see. I see.
So
thank
I'm
you.
Asking for God's direction to see if he wants me to be with a girl or not.
I understand. Okay. Thank you for being clear and for being honest. It's not always easy to let folks into the realities of our lives, but I want to commend you on letting us know just a little bit more. This is a community that you can trust with your heart, and we want you to know that. We're going to be praying for you, Rudy. Are there any other requests? Should we lift up your mom as well?
Yeah, my mom had open heart surgery.
Okay.
So all right. Pray that God straightens her heart.
Yes, in the name of Jesus. Would you mind sharing just your mom's first name?
Her name is Leanne.
Leanne. And may I ask your girlfriend just her first name, please?
Katrina.
Katrina, thank you so much, Rudy. We sure are glad to hear from you. Please be encouraged to know that you're attached to a global community of prayer. So there are literally thousands of people that are hearing your heart, that are saying, yeah, me too, I'm in a similar situation, or brother, I'm going to lift you up. Okay?
Okay.
All right. But while we're here in this moment, I'm wondering if you would mind praying for my dad, Mario, you specifically, because he's going to be getting some work done on one of his hands. He's got some calcium and some things going on. It's really hindering his ability to use his hands. And if you're not going through it, it might seem small, but if you're going through it, it really hinders a lot.
Right.
It's your hands.
That's right.
As well, my mother-in-law is coming, and I would like to pray for safe travel for her. Guys, we talked about Ilona last week, and she is dealing with cancer, and then she's going to be getting some chemotherapy. So we pray for some for strength in that. I believe it's a short-term chemo session sessions. And then my stepmom, Susan, she was telling me a story this week, you guys, and she said that she was dealing with some stuff, had some imaging done, and they found the word that they used. It was some... dents. It was a dense area in one of her kidneys. And I love her. She says, you know what? I've got two of those. Praise God. I can live without one.
Wow.
But we're not there yet, guys. So she just got some imaging done. We're praying to Jesus for good kidney health and that the Lord would take care of that. And also for Nancy. Nancy is family as well. And she's dealing with getting a heart, a pacemaker put in next Wednesday. So I wanted to get this week, our prayer requests for them so that we would not miss praying for them next week.
Awesome, awesome. And Susan, we have Jonathan calling from Alabama. Jonathan, it's good to hear from you. Thank you for calling. How can we pray for you today?
Yes, yes. I'm just asking for prayer. I currently lost my job at the end of last week. Mm. And it was just kind of one of those hits, you know, type of deal out of nowhere with it, without it being expected. And so just really just through this time during this season that you guys would keep me in prayer. God is good. We
Amen.
Know he's working without question. But the reality is still the same. It can be very challenging mentally.
Yeah.
And so that I will just continue to give God the praise, honor, and glory.
Yes.
That during this season, people will be encouraged by what's going on. And then, of course, that he opens up the windows of heaven and pour out rich blessings.
Amen.
Rich blessings.
In the workplace.
Listen, Jonathan,
back into that.
Yes, it is so encouraging to hear your strength. But I'm also very familiar with the realities of this loss in employment. And so we are thankful to hear your faith. But I also want you to know that your issue resonates with us as well, and we are going to certainly seek God's face on your behalf. And so thank you so much for displaying your faith and the transparency with your loss of employment. We can't wait to hear you call back and tell us how God has provided.
Amen. Amen.
Much love, brother.
Amen.
All right.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
I love hearing his courage.
Yeah.
You know? He reminds me of you and your heart, just, you know, in the midst of things, but still able to praise the Father and declare his goodness. Amen.
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 Could you tell me, Susan, the gentleman with his having the hand?
That's my dad.
Is your father.
You got it.
All right.
You got it.
I think we can go ahead and pray.
Let's do it.
All right.
Let's pray together, family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for an opportunity once again to come boldly before the throne of grace. Lord, I imagine a child bounding into the courts of heaven, Father, knowing that he's welcome. He can just roll right in and talk to his daddy, his Abba Father, his almighty sovereign God. Jesus, we thank you for Chanel. Jesus, I know that Mario's going to pray for her, but Father, we just thank you for her desire to continue to call, Father, and for whatever is going on in her life, I know that you know. And Jesus, for Rudy, Lord, there are so many things to navigate in relationship, and family is one of them, and it's an important one. And Father, I just pray that you would be with him in his decision-making, Father, that you would be with his mother and her recent heart surgery, Jesus. Please be with Leanne and strengthen her and give her wisdom and discernment, Father, in this area, and help her to heal well, Father, and to know that she's loved by her son, Rudy. And Jesus, please be with Katrina, Rudy's girlfriend, and Rudy in their relationship. Lord, I know that you have a will and you have a way, Father, and I pray that you would make your desire for him known, Father, and outside of clear direction, Jesus, I pray that you would help him to study the Word of God, Father, to step out in faith and believe that you will be with him, Jesus. Whether we turn left or right, Father, you are there, Lord, and even if we make a mistake, Jesus, you're still there. So, Father, I pray that you would remove the anxiety from this situation, Father, and just bring a calmness and a peace over them. Lord, I pray for Susan, Jesus, with her kidneys and the things that are going on in her body. Lord, I pray for wisdom and for skill in her doctors, Lord. I know that they care as well, Father, and that you have anointed them and gifted them, Jesus, to work with my stepmom. And Lord, for her sister Nancy and for Ilona, Jesus, you know exactly what they're going through. You know that it's a pacemaker. You know that it's cancer, Father. We're asking for healing and, Father, for safety and to make it through these situations and these scenarios, Lord. Having been drawn closer to you, which is ultimately the most important thing, Lord, that they would come to know you as their Lord and Savior if they don't already. And, Father, that they would be drawn closer to you if they do. Jesus, thank you for these things. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we just want to continue and we want to lift Chanel up. I believe that she was having had a prayer request for some issues involving her education and coursework. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, if that is the case, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you'd put your hand over that process and that she would see you moving, and not just see you moving, but watch how you're leading her through that process and any other thing that she might be going through, some of the desires of her heart. The request that she has not spoken aloud. Lord, I pray that you administer to her in the name of Jesus. And then, Lord, we want to lift up Season's mother-in-law who is coming soon.
Yes,
Lord, give her safe traveling mercies, but may the time that they share as a family be sweet. And may you be glorified and may love that is already present, mm-hmm. Just abound and continuously and in abundance, Lord. And then we want to pray for her father, who even now today is having a surgery on his hand or had a surgery on his hand. Lord, in the name of Jesus, pray that you would stop by. Actually, you never leave us nor forsake us, mm-hmm. that you would make your presence known to him as he goes through that process. Calm his heart, any nerves that he may be feeling about the process. But Lord, may he have smooth recovery. And we thank you for what you will do, God. And then lastly, we pray for Jonathan, who called and he said, listen, I've lost my job unexpectedly. And I can't imagine how that feels right now, God. But I pray that you would minister to him. He has a cheerful heart. He's expectant that you would provide for his needs. And we know that your word tells us that you will provide for all of our mm-hmm. needs according to your riches and glory in Christ Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
You walk on streets of gold. That's pavement to you. And so I pray that you would just kick a brick down for him and provide for him in the way that you see fit as you bless him as he awaits for this job. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Kick a brick down for
just
him.
Kick a brick
Amen.
Down for him.
I love the imagery. You know, it's always a good thing when we can see the Lord more and more in our
yeah.
conversations, you
Amen.
Know?
Amen.
I love it. All right, guys, we have one more caller, and I believe it's Isabel. Isabel, welcome to Let's Pray. How can we pray or praise God with you?
Yes.
Yes. Hi, Isabel. How can we pray for you?
Yes, I need to a prayer for my sister and myself. 5 years, we both had cancer at the same time, breast cancer. Mm. And so this year, yesterday, I went to the doctor. They have to do a biopsy on Monday because they found something right there and back. And my sister, she had to go to the doctor today because she has a lump on her throat. And so we're going, we need prayers and whatever's going to, happen.
Okay, Isabel, so, how's your heart right now? Are you doing okay?
Yes, I'm fine.
Excellent. Okay, good, good. I know that news like that can make you a little pensive or just outright afraid at times. So that's why I ask, would you mind telling me your sister's first name, please? Is that okay?
Yes, her name is Ruth.
Ruth. I love that name. All right. So Isabel and Ruth, we're going to be lifting you up. I'm thinking, when is your biopsy is actually what I want to know. If you don't mind telling us, we'd like to come together as a community and pray for you.
Excuse me?
Well, can you tell me when your biopsy is so that we might be able to pray?
Monday.
And Monday, if you don't mind, what part of the day is that in? Is it morning or afternoon?
At 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Is that a.m.? Yeah, I'm assuming
yeah.
So, yes.
9 o'clock,
Miss Isabel, Monday at 9 a.m. All right, let's pray, family. I know that you know what I'm going to say next. If you don't, this is what we do. We pull out our prayer journals. We pull out our phones and put reminders in our calendars. We hop on Facebook and ask other people to pray. We're praying for Isabel, 9 a.m. We're also praying, of course, for Jonathan and Rudy and Chanel and all these wonderful requests that have come in. But specifically, we've been given a time for Isabel. And we also want to lift up her sister, Ruth, you guys. So write these on your hearts and your minds. And we ask the Father that he would remind us by his Holy Spirit. Amen. Amen. So, Isabel, we're going to be lifting you up here, actually right now, if that's okay with you. All right. Let's pray together, family. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the honor and the privilege it is to even know some of the circumstances of other people's lives, if only to facilitate communication with you, Father. Lord, we're kind of like taxi drivers, Father. We are taking something so valuable and just ushering it to your heart and your ears. And Jesus, we're so grateful to be able to do that on Isabel's behalf today and for her sister Ruth, Lord. You know what they've already been through, Father, and it looks like there is a moment with some questions right now. Father, we are asking for a clean bill of health. There might be a lump, but there's nothing in it, is my request, my desire, Father. Of course, we submit to your will, but we believe in your power, Father, to heal, to change things, to do the miraculous, Father. You are a God who still does miraculous things, and Lord, we thank you. Ultimately, Jesus, we just want to know you more. And Father, we receive whatever it is that you are teaching us in the midst of these moments. But Father, we are asking for healing on behalf of Isabel and Ruth in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right. So recently, Chris from New York called, and here is a look at the original call with Chris Holland. He was sitting in for our friend Mario. Take a look.
We have a friend from New York who happens to share the same name as I do. Chris, welcome from New York.
Hi. I would like you to pray for, I lost my job about 7 weeks ago.
And, sorry to hear that.
Thank you. If you could please pray that I get another good job, I would like a good job that I make decent money with and that I can do. And close to my house would be great. There's a hospital that's a little ways off. My friend's trying to get me into. I would just like a good job soon, sir. If the Lord would guide somebody to call me tonight or tomorrow, I'd appreciate it.
Chris,
thank you.
You're welcome. We will certainly pray for you. We'll be praying for a job, praying for your finances, and we will lift you up that God would answer that prayer immediately. Not delay, but really intervene in this, Chris. We're so sorry to hear that you've lost your job, but sometimes it is out of the greatest disappointments in life that God has a divine appointment for us. So
that's the truth.
So Chris, we'll be praying for you.
Wow.
Amen. We reached out to Chris to see how he's doing. Let's listen.
Okay, Chris, well, thank you so much again for giving us the opportunity to follow up on how you're doing. You called us back in October with your request that you were looking for a job. Could you please give us an update?
Well, I'm still out there looking and applying and calling back as recently as yesterday, and still nothing has came through for me yet. And I'll almost get a job, and then one more day goes by, and it goes to one more person, and the door is totally closed for me. And right now, I was supposed to have a job in the hospital, but they put a freeze, a soft freeze, on the jobs because it's so close to next year. So I don't know when I'll be able to start working there, if I'll be able to start working there at all. I called a guy up yesterday, and he didn't call me back.
So it has been hard for you to find a job. I know you've been without a job for over 7 weeks.
Yes.
I can imagine the situation is really hard for you. Do you have a support system? Do you have family, friends that are with you?
Well, I live by myself. I mean, I have good friends. You know, they are getting a little, I don't want to say tired of me, but they don't call it me much anymore because I'm the one that's down while they're working overtime at their jobs. I'm just, you know what I'm saying?
I understand. As I was talking to you earlier, you said that you've been watching the program for 2 years, and I hope you consider us a community that cares for you. And that's why we want to do this follow-up and see how you're doing. And we want to reassure you that we are praying for you. Okay, this is not something that we just say. It's something that we're actually doing. We just want to give you that encouragement, okay, that the Lord is with you. And despite the situation that you're going through right now, we are praying for you. And earlier you told me that you were going to church, which was really inspiring. You know, not a lot of people go to church in the morning, even when they don't have anything else to do. My understanding is that you are a believer, right? So how is prayer helping you during this time?
Well, it gives me hope because I just believe the Lord will come through because he always has. I've had troubles before, let me tell you. The Lord's always come through. I believe he will now, too.
What would you say, and sometimes this is hard, but what would you say to somebody who's going through a difficult time? Even though you're going through a hard time right now, how can you encourage someone else?
Well, pray all you can, read the word, and if you can, get to church, like either walk to one right near you, or if you can afford a gas, because sometimes I haven't gone on the weekdays, because I can't afford the gas all the time. So if you can afford the gas, go to church, like the Lord says, in the last days, gather yourselves together. So I try to remember that. And it helps me. I feel better.
Praise God. I think a lot of people are being encouraged by what you're saying. Sometimes it's hard to encourage others when we ourselves are not feeling well. I know you're a believer, and just want to share a little promise from the Lord that I'm pretty sure you have come across. It's in Psalm 27, 13. And it says, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. I just want to leave you with that encouragement, Chris.
I appreciate it, Vanessa.
We really want to be communicating with you constantly, if you don't mind.
That'd be great with me.
Okay, I know Mary and Susan are going to be happy to hear from you, and hopefully very soon a praise report from you, okay?
Thank you.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Wow, you know what? So often I hop in my car and I go.
Right.
You know, there are times where I did back out. For those of you who don't know, I'm a recovered drug addict and alcoholic. But there are times that I have slept in my car. But right now in my life, that's not a reality for me. Mm. And I really just, my heart goes out to Chris. And I hope that our family knows that if you're in a similar situation, you're not alone. Yeah. If Chris's story is a blessing to you, I praise God for it. We praise God for it because not that he's going through an amazing time, but because he was willing to share. He's willing to be honest.
Yes.
And it shows that we really are a community together.
Yeah.
And we really want to journey with you, friends. We really want to know what's going on with you. We want to stay in contact with you. Yeah.
So, Chris, we love you. Please be encouraged and know that we are praying for you.
That's right, Susan. And I love this community because we pray through the process and then we pray in praise after he delivers. And this is just not one of those utopian programs. Yeah. Real people, real problems, real power, a yes. real God. And so, and I'm thinking of Chris, and I'm thinking of Jonathan, who called from Alabama, who recently, you know, lost his job. Mm-hmm. And so, Jonathan, hang in there. You hear Chris's testimony. He's still looking for a position. However, God is blessing.
He's sustaining.
And he's sustaining. And so God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we know that he's going to be with you as well.
He sure is. Our God knows how to position us right where we need to be, we need to be there.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right.
All right. Let's pray for Chris. Would you mind?
Let's do. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for the testimony of Chris in the midst of trial. He didn't call telling us everything is A-OK and perfectly fine for him, or at least the way he would want it. But he did call praising you and admonishing others to praise you and to pray to you and to find community when you are vulnerable and when you're weak. And so we thank you so much. We pray that you would bless Chris with everything that he needs, God. Yes, he needs a job, and we pray for that in the name of Jesus. But we are just amazed at what you're doing in the process with him. May he have those intangible things that only your spirit can give, peace, joy, and courage to walk through the time that he's in now. And we cannot wait to see how you deliver him. Thank you for this global community. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you for that prayer.
So if you've just joined us, we're talking about Psalm 23, verses 2 and the first part of 3. And calm waters in the midst of chaos.
Yes, Jesus.
Sometimes when the craziness seems to consume us, we need a place to turn for refreshment and protection. In Psalm 34, verse 8, the Bible says, "Taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him."
Amen.
You know, we've talked about those green pastures and this good shepherd. And so we're setting that imagery up. And those green pastures are not only just sustenance and food, but it's also camouflage from predators when or if the sheep lay down. And so we see God leading us to places of safety from the enemy. Yeah. And we've seen individuals testify of that even here today. Some scholars refer to the green pastures as a metaphor for God's word or his truth. Mm. And we feast on the word of God. It refreshes us, revives us, and it also functions as a safeguard from the enemy.
Preach that word. Praise Jesus for his safeguarding. Friends, you know, we need to participate in what he is providing, to lay down and allow him to bring us that stillness, to participate, to practice peace.
Amen.
It's only through his power.
That's
and
right.
It's only in his way. This isn't an empty your mind kind of meditation practice stillness thing. This is a stillness in Christ alone.
Yes.
Only by his power and by his love and protection and guidance.
That good shepherd.
Our good shepherd. Amen.
So are you in need of God's green pastures today?
Mm-hmm.
Let's come together and practice peace through prayer. Give us a call. Don't wonder if we're talking to you. If you have something pulling on your heart, it's your call we're waiting for.
Amen.
Today is the day.
That's right. And for speaking of today, we have a phone call from Wilbert, our friend Wilbert. Welcome back to Let's Pray, friend. How can we pray for you today?
Well, I just want to continue that the Lord would help me to follow him, stay with him, and just continue to love my fellow man, everyone, and just continue that the Lord would guide and lead us and continue to be with all the sick.
Amen. And Wilbur, I'm going to praise God on your behalf and this community, because every week that you call, it's a testament to God's goodness that he is drawing you closer. He's keeping you in contact and in community, and that he is guiding and protecting you. And so your call is almost proof of an answer to your prayers by our Heavenly Father. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. We're so glad to hear from you again, Wilbert. We will continue to lift up your requests, and we are grateful that you're part of our community, friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir.
We have Kristen calling from New York. Is it Kristen or Christine? Christine.
Hello?
Hello, Christine. Thank you for calling.
Hi. Hello. Good evening.
Good evening. How can we pray for you today?
On behalf of my sister, who is having a surgery on her kidneys next Wednesday morning at 9 a.m. She had breast cancer a few years ago, and they just by an accident doing an MRI on her hip, they saw this tumor on her kidney. It's very small, they say. But she's having surgery next Wednesday morning.
Okay. All right. And your sister's first name, please?
Sean.
Sean. Okay.
Yes.
All right. So let's pray, community, next Wednesday, 9 a.m., Sean, which is Christine's sister, is having surgery on her kidneys. If you could just keep that in mind and lift her her sister up, that would be great. Her name, once again, is Sean. Thank you so much, Christine, for calling. Thank you for being a part of this community.
Amen.
Thank you.
Miss Christine, may I ask you a favor? If it's possible for you to get through to us next week, we'd love to know how it goes on Wednesday morning. Would that be all right?
Sure. I will call you Wednesday night.
Please, because we're going to be praising Jesus with you.
I will. I sure will.
Amen. Praise God, Christine. Amen. Thanks for calling. Alrighty. So I have Wilbert to pray for. How about yourself?
And I'll pray for Christine.
Excellent. Let's do this. Right. Let's pray, family. Heavenly Father, thank you in this moment, Jesus. I ask that you would give me words to pray. Father, Lord, my desire is to pray your will. Our desire as a community is to follow you, Jesus. And Lord, I'm asking for prayer for Wilbert. Jesus, he is persistent, and that's part of your character, Father. Lord, he is desirous of being closer to you, and he's always looking out and praying for his fellow community members, Lord. And I thank you for that. Lord, I pray that you would bless him, keep him, protect him, Lord, that you would make your face shine upon him, Jesus, as your word said. Lord, help Wilbert to know that you are indeed answering his prayers, that you do hear him, Father. Lord, that his requests are not in vain, and we thank you for these things. And Lord, just this week, just looking through some of the news pertaining to a particular country, Jesus, we want to lift up Bolivia. Lord, there is unrest there. There are elections and protests and riots. And Father, there are people who truly are suffering, Lord, in a way that I've never experienced or seen in my lifetime. Father, there are folks that are loved, that are family members, that are Christians, that are non-Christians, that Father, they all need you, Jesus. And so we're asking for salvation and for intervention on their behalves, Jesus, and that they be drawn closer to you, and Father, that they would be protected during this time, Lord. And I know that struggle has a particular way of driving us to our knees. And so, Father, if I can be grateful for something, Jesus, I believe that we should be grateful for that. And we thank you for these things in your precious name. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we want to lift up Christine. And I do want to pray for her. She called with a selfless request for her sister, but I want to lift her up. I just feel led to do that, that you would minister to her in the innermost parts of her heart and mind, God, that your spirit would rest, rule, and abide with her, God, and that she would experience your presence like never before, even now, God. And then we want to lift up her sister, Sean, who will have surgery this coming Wednesday at 9 a.m. And Lord, we ask that you would please guide the hands of the surgeon. Lord, that you would calm her sister. Thank you for protecting her. Thank you for getting her the type of health care that she needs. And we pray, Lord, that you would finish your providence for her by helping her to have a successful surgery. We certainly submit to your will, but you tell us that we don't have because we don't ask. That's what James said, and so we are asking now that you would just move on Sean's behalf. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Well, friends, did you know that you can watch Let's Pray when we're live on Wednesdays at 8 p.m.? You can do it on Facebook, too. Some of you are watching us right now. It's very simple. Go to the Facebook page and like it. You'll receive a notification when we go live. And you can find us on any of our platforms at Let's Pray Live. You know, I'm moving around quite a bit. So sometimes when I want to watch something or listen to something, I need it in a portable way.
Yeah.
We'd love for you to join us in your front room every single week, sitting still and listening to us. But sometimes, well,
there's life. Amen.
That's right.
Amen. So I'd like to take just a second, speaking of our online community, and go to some of the requests that we saw just this week. We'll talk to you guys on Facebook Live here in just a second. Right. So this one is from Nini from Facebook. It says, I need prayer. I'm struggling with life. I dropped out of college because of fees, and I'm languishing at home. Oh, my heart. Please help me beg God to give something to do that will sustain me and my siblings that are relying on me. Anything. I'm miserable. Heavenly Father, Nini, I just want to pray for you right now, okay? Yeah. Heavenly Father, I just thank you so much for the opportunity to even know what's going on in Nini's life, Jesus, and for us as a community to lift him up. Lord, I thank you for the fact that you already knew what this request was, Father. You know the misery that's in his heart. And Lord, I thank you that you did not create us to be miserable. Mm. Father, that we're actually not beggars. Lord, I do it sometimes myself, but we're already welcome children at your feet. We don't need to beg. And so, Father, we are seeking your face, believing that your word is true when you say what you feel about us, who you are, what you are capable of. Father, we are proclaiming the truth of your word and your love for Nini over his life in the name of Jesus. Father, we are asking that you would help him to have peace, knowing that you will sustain him and his siblings. Mm-hmm. Father, we don't know what that path looks like. We don't know how you're going to do it, but Father, we are asking, please, that you would. Lord, we just ask for intervention on their behalf in the name of Jesus. Yeah. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we will continue with Pearl from Facebook. Says, prayer for Ray and family, salvation and deliverance from alcohol and worldly things, total transformation and deep love for God. Thank you. I believe that this is Pearl praying for Ray and his family, asking for those things. Can I just say, in the name of Jesus, deliverance from alcohol, salvation, right, and total transformation is sitting in this chair. Mm. Please be encouraged and know that Christ sees your friend. And sometimes it gets worse before it gets better, because he has to bring us to the end of ourselves so that we can find him standing there in the name of Jesus. And Delene says, please pray for my daughter struggling with addictions. Thank you, God, for the peace you have given me, knowing that you have her in the palm of your hand and that you will direct her path. And Joy, our friend Joy from the Philippines, she has a prayer request on behalf of Keith from Texas. Now, it's my understanding that her friend Keith from Texas is actually supporting, I think, 13 or 14 kids in the Philippines at one of the academies or universities there. So this is a group that loves each other and is very involved. So she's praying for Keith from Texas is asking for his boss, Sam. He has a hole in his retina and it's hard to perform a surgery and it's dangerous to his eye. Really needs our prayers that God will guide the surgeon. Thank you so much. You guys, we are here for you and we hear these requests. I am going to say a prayer and then we will move on in the program. Just know that we love you and we hear you on social media. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Actually, Mari, would you do me a favor and pray for Pearl, praying for salvation and deliverance from alcohol and a total transformation for her friend.
All right.
And I'll lift up Delene and Joy. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Joy, a faithful friend. And she's lifting up Keith's friend, Sam, his boss, Lord, asking for a successful surgery. Lord, as Mario asked and as Joy is now asking, that you would guide the surgeon in the name of Jesus, Lord. I thank you for our medical community, Father, and we just ask for healing and for peace, Lord, that you would bring him in and out, Lord, and that he would know, most importantly, that you are there, that you have not left him, that you have not forsaken him, and Father, that you are the almighty physician. And Lord, whatever the outcome, Father, that you're still there in that, so he can rest in the name of Jesus. And Lord, for Delene, a daughter struggling with addictions, Heavenly Father, there are so many of us who know that so well, including Delene. And Father, we just thank you for this mother who is praying for her daughter. Father, thank you for the peace that you've given Delene, knowing, she says, that you have her in the palm of your hand. And so, Father, whatever that looks like, Jesus, we thank you for that. And Lord, we pray for your power to break the chains of addiction in your mighty, precious name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Lord, we lift up our dear sister who called, I believe, asking for a family member who needs deliverance from alcohol and a total transformation, God, in their lives. Lord, I just pray that you would insert yourself into, if there's a fraction of a piece of that family member that wants to be whole, Lord, that you would see that permission that they give you, and that you would insert yourself into that place, that dark place, that place that they don't want to address, and that you would make your presence known, Lord. You are light and you are life. And Lord, in that dark place in their lives, Lord, we ask that you would find yourself there, and that they would begin to crawl out of the pit that they're in of addiction. And Lord, may they see your hand at every turn. And when they come out, may they see your face and know that it was you that delivered them. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you would bind the hands of the enemy from that circumstance, God. You said whatever we loose on earth will be loosed in heaven, and whatever we bind on earth will be bound in heaven. Lord, we have that privilege because you gave it to us.
Thank you,
and so we ask that you would loose the shackles of addiction from this this precious person, your child. And then, Lord, that you would bind the hands of the enemy so that he couldn't have his way with them. And so, Lord, thank you for what you will do. And we anticipate hearing the praise report because we believe. Lord, help our unbelief in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. You know, I praise God for you and for the anointing. And I know that it is Jesus in you. But there are times when we're sitting and we're praying and the Lord begins to educate me on prayer through you.
Awesome.
And it's beautiful. And you guys, we just thank you so much for being a part of our community. And we want you to know that every Sunday we ask our Let's Pray family on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram a question. And we want to hear from you.
That's right.
You know? So this week's was, in what ways do you need still waters or greener pastures in your life? It's a bit of a loaded question, but here is what you had to say. And I'm going to go to my trusty phone here. Georgia says, I need to renew my mind and spiritual understanding. Georgia goes on to say, also, I need a better opportunity, better lifestyle, and I need family prayer and to have a closer walk with God. Thank you for accepting my request. Of course, of course. And praying over them. God, blessings to all. Nathalie says, I am happy to report I passed my exam. Yes, Nathalie. Moving on to the next term in my educational journey. Praise God. Thank you for your prayers. And Nathalie, I clicked on your name for just a quick second this week on Facebook. And you have the cutest little kids. Hello, your family is adorable. I just wanted to tell you that. Season Facebook stalking the community. You're welcome. So since I decided, Nathalie continues, since I decided to cast all my anxiety on him, he always leads me beside still waters. Though I feel like I was failing my class, I felt such peace the day of my final exam. Here's the thing that I love. My classmate did not understand how I could be so calm. Look at Jesus. I said to her that someone who loves me dearly agreed to take all my anxiety, and his name is Jesus.
Wow.
Thank you, Nathalie from Connecticut.
Awesome.
Shirley says, need still waters to flow through all the valleys and alleys of my life. Thanks be to God for being the God that you are. Tara says, I need huge guidance in my life and for God to bring us a home really soon before winter. Now that's real. That's real. Amen.
Yeah.
Chipo says, I need to continue standing in the thick waters without complaining. Woo, no matter how deep the waters. You guys, you are telling me so many good things here. This is so encouraging. And Denise says, good morning. Please pray for my daughters and the family, myself, and all the problems we're going through right now. It's rough, but prayer is not too much. Thank you. God bless.
Amen.
Not too much.
No.
Prayer is not too much.
No.
Isaline says, thanking God for the blessed assurance he will never leave us and asking for health prayers. Isaac says, may God bless me more and give me a heart of giving. I need wisdom to share his word and prepare me for his second coming. I know that there are a lot of folks that share in that request. Mm-hmm. Nishimwe says, my family and I need revival. We need our lives to be transformed. I just want to say yes.
Yeah.
Jesus, he is the God of transformation, not just salvation, but transformation.
That's it.
He knows how to change somebody, you guys. Sometimes it's hard on the way, but it is true and it is real. So Helen says, my family and I need prayer as well. So I want to make sure that we cover these in prayer. So why don't you pray on behalf of Robert and
okay.
take care of these social media requests, please.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Let's pray. Dear Lord, we thank you so much for just the avenue of prayer. There's communication with you. That's all we're doing is talking to you, God. And we have a global community to do it with, and that's awesome. We want to lift up our family member, Robert. And I actually heard that he has congestive heart failure, God. And I don't know if this is a recent development or not, but I know that you are a God that is not bound by time, so you knew that this was going to take place. But we also know that you are a restorer, that you are a healer. And we could go down the list of things that you are, God, and have been to us. We ask that you would be exactly what Robert needs right now in the name of Jesus, as he waits for this process to figure out what needs to take place as he is navigating through this tough part of his life journey. God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you would minister to him, God, and that you said you're near to the brokenhearted. He's got things going on, Lord, that he can't even name probably. But God, we ask that you would certainly step in, that he would feel your presence, and that your healing hand would be over his life and over his heart in the name of Jesus. He has a support system in us, but he's got all of heaven behind him as well. And so, Lord, I pray that he would feel your power and your love, and that you would give him your power, your love, and a sound mind as he waits for the deliverance and he waits for your will to be done. In Jesus' name, amen.
Heavenly Father, thank you so much for Georgia writing in saying, I need to renew my mind and my spiritual understanding. Father, there were more requests under that.
Yes.
But I truly believe that that first portion, Lord, if you would grant her that, the rest would fall into place. Father, that there is a pursuit after you in that request. And so, Jesus, I pray that you would turn around and smile. Father, that Georgia would know that you see her and that you seek to give her her heart's desires, Father, according to your will. And Father, we're praising God for Nathalie and for her family, Lord, for the success that she's had in her exam, Lord. You brought her through being concerned about failing the class. But I think the coolest thing, Jesus, is not only that you show how much you love her, but you took her scenario, her situation, and you ministered to somebody around her, Father. I pray that that seed would be planted, Lord, that it would be watered, and that it would come to a good fruit harvest, Lord. We thank you for those things. And Lord, I pray that you would continue to bless and keep her as she moves through her educational journey. Father, for Shirley, for Tara, and Erica, and Chipo, and Denise, and Isaline, and Isaac, Nishimwe, and for Helen. Father, none of these requests is one more important than the other, Jesus. But Father, I know that you heard us as we read them aloud. Father, I pray that it's a blessing to them to know that not only do we hear and see their requests, but most importantly, you see them, Father, that you knew before they would ask, as Mario said, that you're not bound by time. And so, Father, I thank you, Lord, that they can be anxious for nothing, but with everything, let the request be made known unto you with thanksgiving in their hearts, Lord, so that the peace that passes understanding will guard their hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. We thank you, Lord, that you are a God who moves. You're not a distant God. You see these scenarios, Lord. And so I pray for your life and for, as Mario said, your light in them, in the name of Jesus. Amen.
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 Amen. Psalms chapter 4, verse 8 says, in peace I will lie down and sleep, for you alone, Lord, make me dwell in safety.
Mm-hmm.
We've been talking about this portion of scripture in Psalms dealing with still waters.
Mm-hmm.
And the still waters are the only waters that a sheep will drink from. A good shepherd understands what his flock needs and positions them to obtain it.
Wow.
This is the type of God that we serve, Season. Yes. And it's just wonderful to know that, you know, sometimes we want to be in control.
Oh, yes.
But
Hi.
When
nice
we,
to meet you.
Yeah, right. But we can relinquish control to this good shepherd and know that every time, 10 times out of 10, he's going to lead us in the path that we need by still waters.
Yeah.
And it just seems like we just have this wonderful, he's just not, we've been showing the imagery of him being a shepherd,
mm-hmm.
but he's our God and mm-hmm. he's our friend and he wants the best for us.
He really does, Mario, and I really yeah. appreciate what you're saying. It kind of makes me think like this whole thing, everything we've been talking about so far really is a pivot from our circumstances to Jesus Christ,
yeah.
because he really is the one who's able to do and to give. And so it's just our good shepherd.
Yeah.
We don't have to position ourselves. He, like you said, yeah. will position us for these things. I mean, it's just about Jesus.
That's
Amen.
It. That's it. And, you know, I just want to take a little time and I want to speak to someone here. You know, what has taken place in my life recently was that, you know, many know that we lost our daughter, my
yes.
wife and I, and we are so thankful for your prayers. But I wanted to emphasize this, talking about leading beside still waters.
Yes.
We thought that God, we had a plan that God had laid out for us, that we would have our health, that we would have a child. There were several things that were happening that God was restoring.
Mm-hmm.
And the last thing to be restored was to have a child.
Mm-hmm.
And long story short,
you guys
short,
were told that probably wasn't going to happen again. Is that
right,
right.
That's right. Yeah. And so we saw God give us a child in my wife's womb. And we just knew that God would have restored everything. And then we lost this child. And the heaviness of our hearts. And I was saying, God, why would you allow that to happen? You restored everything, our health, our bank account, things that we had struggled
yeah.
with.
It's not easy waters.
No.
It's still waters.
It's still waters. And I just want to say, I had my expectation of what God was going to do. But when I relinquished control
mm-hmm.
and let the good shepherd have his way, that's when I had peace.
Yes, Lord.
I don't like what the good shepherd allowed to happen,
mm-hmm.
but I do have peace because I'm allowing him by his grace to lead me beside still waters. And I know that is your desire as well. And
it
so we
is.
Encourage you to call. We encourage you to allow the good shepherd.
Amen.
To lead you.
Amen, Mario. Thank you for that word. And, you know, speaking of giving us a call, guys, I've got Sandra on the line. Right. Sandra, we're just towards the end of the program. I just wanted to let you know ahead of time. It is important that we hear from you. So we wanted to take your call just to let you know we're going to try to move through so that I can pray for you. We can pray for you. So welcome to Let's Pray, Sandra. How can we pray for you?
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
I wanted to pray for my brother Charles, who is taking his first, well, it would be his second chemotherapy treatment. Thank you very much. And,
absolutely.
And I am surrendering to the Lord and allowing him to have his way in our family's lives. Thank you so much.
Yes, that was a word. I'm glad that you were here to hear that. This is a hard moment, but praise God that he is so good and so big. So I'm going to pray for Charles right now. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for Charles. Thank you for his sister, Father. Lord, we are so grateful for the opportunity to lift this family to your heart, Lord. I know that you know what he's going through. Strengthen him during this time, Father. I pray that he would know that you are present, that you are a present help in a time of trouble, Jesus, that you are truly the almighty physician, Lord, that you care, that you see, and Father, that you are a God who is doing. You are an active Father. And so we thank you for these things, Lord. We pray for wisdom, for peace, and for community around this family during this time. And Lord, ultimately, we would really like healing. Father, we're asking for healing, Lord, not to tell you what to do, but to believe that you are capable in doing it. In the name of Jesus, amen.
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 Family, we want to leave you with hope because this is the Hope Channel.
Amen.
But to do that, we want to leave you with the scripture, a promise just for you found in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And it says, you will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust you.
Mm.
Family, I want you to, we want you to take that verse and just let it soak in into you. He said, he will keep you
will
in perfect peace.
Keep.
And that's our promise today. No matter what your conflict is, we can be whole in Christ. He will keep us in perfect peace if we keep our minds stayed on him.
In and out of conflict.
That's right.
In a good situation and out of a good situation. Yes. At all times, keeping our focus on Christ alone. Because as we said earlier, it's all about him.
That's it.
That's the whole point of all of this.
Yes.
Is to drive us to our Father in the name of Jesus. Guys, let's pray our final prayer for today. Mario, would you mind?
Sure.
Thanks.
We thank you, God, for being our good shepherd. And we thank you for leading us.
Mm-hmm.
We ask, Lord, that we would submit our will to you so that you can have your way in our lives, so that others would see our good works, see the peace that we have, and glorify you and want that same thing. Thank you for loving us. Protect our community until we meet again. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, friends, we sure love you. We're so grateful that you've been with us. Please go ahead and join us as we continue forward. Next week, we're going to be tackling a little bit more of Psalm 23.
That's
Amen.
Right. That's right. Continuing, we're going to pray through Psalm 23. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Let's Pray Live. And pray for your fellow community members
Amen.
As well.
Amen. We are a community that prays for each other. Remember, prayer partners are standing by to pray with you until midnight Eastern time. Guys, we'll see you next time on Let's Pray. Remember, it's the place where you don't have to pray alone. God bless.